The Truth News Network.
In a world where Orwell is no longer fiction, Huxley is a documentary, corruption is standard operating procedure, and O'Rourke is the female Ocasio-Cortez, the truth is in short supply. Except here, this is TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And your voice of reality is Dan Newman.
Well, here's your reality for the day. Democrats just simply are digging in. Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Newman. Welcome to today's show. You know, earlier today, it was a House Budget Appropriations Subcommittee meeting with Attorney General William Barr. One would think it was the House or Senate Judiciary Committee because Democrats, to a person on that subcommittee, drilled Attorney General Barr about the Mueller report. Russia, Russia, Russia. Very little reference to Department of Justice appropriations. Even in her opening remarks, the chairperson of the full House Appropriations Committee, Nita Lowry, Democrat of New York, attacked the AG for not already releasing the full Mueller report to the world, and that he chose to send to Congress simply a four-page summary letter, her words, not his, instead of simply releasing the approximate 400-page Mueller report in its entirety to the American people. Fortunately for all those members of Congress in the room, and every American for that matter, Attorney General Barr immediately, when asked, explained how the report will be released. Number one, it will include redactions. Those redactions, according to the AG, will occur in four specific areas. One is to keep confidential details of the significant number of cases that are currently still being litigated by various courts, to keep those secret. Two is pursuant to federal law that redactions will include details of grand jury testimony that legally cannot be released. Three is to protect the identities and details of confidential investigators, their witnesses, and their ongoing investigation details of cases still underway. And four is the complete details of those who were investigated by the Mueller team but were not implicated or indicted. Attorney General Barr stated his intentions are to color code each redaction in his report so as to identify which of these four categories that we just gave to you apply to each and every piece of redacted material. In other words, it won't be a big secret. We'll all know what's in each redacted section. When asked, the Attorney General stated details of a case decided last week by the Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court confirming the law that prevents grand jury testimony and the identities of those involved from being released publicly, and that the DOJ will comply with that law. Under U.S. law, there are certain details of the report that Barr is prohibited from revealing, including details about individuals connected to the investigation who have not been charged. Bob Mueller indicted 37 people and probably investigated far more than that, and many of them were not indicted, and material about them can't be released. That's not an opinion, folks, of someone at the Department of Justice. It's in the law. One conservative pundit explained Democrats' scurry to get the full Mueller report, said the Democratic push for the full release of the Mueller report is not a legal argument at this point, but a political one. Quote, Democrats want to know what is in there that is negative about the president, but not negative enough to meet the level of beyond a reasonable doubt that prosecutors have to meet in order to charge a president. They don't need to know it. They want to know it. For political reasons. So why don't we get down to the nitty-gritty? Here's the rest of the story, the law itself. Stick close to me here. Pursuant to 28 CFR 600.8, this is the law. At the conclusion of the special counsel's work, he or she shall provide the Attorney General with a confidential report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions reached by the special counsel. The counsel's report is to be handled as a confidential document as are internal documents relating to any federal criminal investigation. The Attorney General also has an obligation to share the special counsel's findings with Congress, although there is no duty to disclose the full report. Under 28 CFR 600.9 Sections A3, the Attorney General must provide to the chairs and ranking minority members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, quote, to the extent consistent with applicable law, a description and explanation of instances, if any, in which the Attorney General concluded that a proposed action by a special counsel was so inappropriate or unwarranted under established departmental practices that it should not be pursued. According to Barr, quote, there were no such instances during the special counsel's investigation. In other words, he's going to provide all the information from the Mueller report that he legally can to department heads of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees and to Americans. The regulations are silent on whether Judiciary Committees can release the report given to them from the Attorney General. With regard to the full special counsel report, the decision is in the hands of the AG. Under 28 CFR 600.9 Section C, the Attorney General may determine that public release of these reports would be in the public interest to the extent that release would comply with applicable legal restrictions. You may be old enough to remember the Bill Clinton-Ken Starr Whitewater investigation that rocked along for years and resulted in the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Of course, the Senate declined to confirm his impeachment, so he got off of that issue at the time. Under the law that was used to start and operate Ken Starr's investigation of Clinton, there was no stipulation regarding the release of Starr's final report when the investigation was completed. Starr chose to release the full report to the public. Democrats went absolutely bonkers. Current House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, was a member of Congress at the time. He went absolutely mad in public at the release of the full Starr report and the certainty of the damage that release would do to the Department of Justice and its sources. And Nadler was not by himself. Numerous other Democrats expressed the same feelings. But it's different in this special counsel report, of course. This president is not a Democrat as Bill Clinton was. Enough said. Congress has asked for the entire Mueller report and underlying evidence by April 2nd. That deadline stands. That was House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. He said that last week. And of course, April 2nd is gone by. After Barr said he would provide the full report to Congress by mid-April, Schiff still made that demand. In the meantime, Barr should seek court approval, just like in Watergate, said Schiff, to allow the release of grand jury material. Schiff added, redactions are unacceptable. Schiff, in making that statement, made a 180-degree turn from his previous stance on the public release of similar information under his committee when he was in the minority. And Republicans naturally jumped in to chide Adam Schiff for his aggressive and threatening demands for the release of the full Mueller report, regardless of what law state. Some of the GOP members, in fact, even demanded Schiff resign his chairmanship of that House committee.
A four-page summary that may be colored by the Attorney General's personal views is not adequate. The American people need to see the whole report, and we'll be discussing with leadership, if necessary, what steps are going to be required to make that happen.
And this sudden push to get you to resign among Republicans, what do you
think? I'm used to attacks from the President and his allies in Congress. This is really nothing new and nothing unexpected.
Intelligence Committee depends on having credibility. And I've always gotten along with Adam Schiff. The last few years, though, he's been making these constant allegations about collusion, about the evidence. I was on the committee for the last 9.5 years. I'm not on it now, but I was on it for all the witnesses that come in. And there was never saw any evidence of collusion. You know, he would come out after these meetings and say, the, you know, the evidence is mounting. I say, unless Adam can show what evidence there is of collusion that Mueller didn't find, then I think you should step aside.
Sunday was a very good day for America. Regardless of where you stand politically, it's a moment in time that we got the answer to the question. It was a very clear answer, no collusion. It is a moment in time that America can now move forward. But as we move forward in this new chapter, we should learn from this moment. For those who misled the American public, for those who said for more than 2 years that there is circumstantial evidence of collusion, oh, America, apology.
Schiff, Democrat of California, is one of several Democrats who blasted then-House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, also Democrat of California, during the last Congress for releasing a GOP memo on alleged abuses of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the FISA Act. The memo described the unverified Trump dossier as critical for obtaining surveillance warrants to spy on a Trump campaign aide. The GOP memo, which was also 4 pages long, was released in an unredacted and declassified format with White House approval. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, said at the time that President Trump's decision to release an unredacted version of the memo was a danger to national security. Quote Pelosi, President Trump has surrendered his constitutional responsibility as commander-in-chief by releasing highly classified and distorted intelligence, Pelosi said in a statement February 2nd of 2018. She continued, by not protecting intelligence sources and methods, he just sent his friend, Vladimir Putin, a bouquet. Following the release of the report, Schiff, who was then ranking member of the committee at the time, joined with Democrats on the committee to declare the GOP memo risked exposure of sensitive sources and methods for no legitimate purpose. The only difference of current Attorney General Barr not releasing the full Mueller report as written is because the report is regarding an investigation of alleged wrongdoing by members of the Trump campaign in conjunction with Russia during the 2016 election cycle, a claim that was totally debunked by the special counsel. Democrats' reasoning? Totally based on allegations. No proof. One more thought before we take a break. Democrats, Schiff, Swalwell, Democrat of California, and Nadler have each made subsequent claims even after the completion of the Mueller investigation, in which he found there to be no wrongdoing by the Trump campaign. They maintain still there has been and is absolute evidence of Russian collusion during the election by the Trump campaign. It is laughable that these three, with their weighty congressional obligations of leadership and purported claims to embrace full transparency, have never offered up to the Department of Justice or to Special Counsel Mueller that evidence they claim to have that implicates the president and his campaign staff. In this journalist's opinion, if they actually have such evidence that would implicate the president of illegal activities of any kind, they're not providing it in entirety to DOJ officials or the Mueller investigators would in itself be obstruction of justice. They can't have it both ways. Got some good thoughts in our summary. Sit tight. We'll be right back at TruthNewsNet.org.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them! Stay back! I've got mace!
Ow! That went in my eyes!
Quit moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA. Love your home.
It's hard to hear the truth, but if the truth will set us free, we'd rather enjoy freedom.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Again, Dan Newman.
In summary, folks, let's just be completely honest. Democrats are proving again and again they have no agenda other than doing anything. It doesn't matter what it is. They don't care. They're grasping for straws. They want to get rid of Donald Trump. Remember the definition we gave you 2 years ago that explains the differences between liberal Democrat and conservative Republicans? If you don't remember, here it is again. Republicans do not like it when someone holds opposite political positions than they do. Democrats not only do not like it when someone holds opposite political positions than they, but Democrats also hate the people that hold those views. You're being a bit too cruel, Dan, some will say, for saying what I just said. Democrats just have different ideas. While that definitely is true, Dems formerly were only too glad to enter into discussions with those with opposing opinions, respecting the rights of others to simply disagree. We don't see that anymore. Democrats have been bolstered in presenting their alt-left ideas to the public in a new and dangerous way. Media attack dogs have actually weaponized the delivery of Democrat messaging. It all revolves around this theorem. Of course, anyone can hold a differing opinion, but they're wrong in holding that opinion. And because they don't believe the same things Democrats do, they are not only wrong, they are evil, as are their ideas. How can Democrat leaders expect to garner sufficient votes from among the American populace in sufficient number to win the Senate and the White House in 2020? As shown in the 2016 presidential election, there are not enough voters in the nation to give them the margin necessary to win. Are they so bold as to think the current noise and hatred being spewed by the 18 declared Democrat candidates for president in 2020 will make up enough votes to push them over the top? Surely not. Yet their actions every day seem to show that is exactly what they are thinking. Meanwhile, the American economy is soaring, unemployment in every sector is at historical lows, job creation is through the roof, paychecks are increasing take-home pay for those from the middle class. All of these were promises made by Donald Trump as a candidate that he has somehow, through all the noise and venom emanating from the left, put in place for Americans, and it's working. And the attack dogs in the media simply ignore these facts, choosing to concentrate on that one thing and one thing only. Dump Trump. I'll close by saying this. I must be plain stupid. I cannot, try as I do, understand why any American voter would support any of the 18 declared candidates and the two others expected to jump in when all they do is scream against President Trump, totally ignoring the significant accomplishments listed above and the many others by his administration. I don't want to say Democrats are stupid. In fact, I know they aren't. But one thing is abundantly clear. If Democrats are not stupid, to support the limited, legitimate policies that they are promising to Americans they will implement if elected. They definitely think American voters are stupid, and that American voters are so stupid they don't get what Democrats are trying to do. And you know what? I think I've hit on something. I think Democrats not only hate President Trump and all he stands for, I think they feel exactly the same about his conservative supporters. And that's a wrap on today's story at Truth News Network. Hey, thanks for joining us. There's exciting things happening in D.C., and we're glad to be here sharing the details of those and our opinions at Truth News Network. Remember this, we give you facts and we give you opinions, but we make sure we tell you which are facts and which are just opinions, and trust you to make your own choices. We'll be back. Till then, have a great day. So long, everybody.
We don't tell you what to think,
but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.